Dr. Habibur dictating a clinic note on Edna Norman, MBA patient. Edna, EDNA, last name NORMAN, birth 8/9/1867. Office is 6/13/25. Patient presents with history of being in a motor vehicle accident 2 days ago. States that she was in her transportation vehicle for dialysis. Parked in the car with her seatbelt on in the passenger seat. They said she was struck by a big truck backing up unknown speed. States that she had no initial injuries, but next morning when she woke, she had complaints of a left frontal headache, neck pain with painful range of motion, left shoulder pain with painful range of motion, diffuse pain to her mid and lower back, also with pain to her both knees and left ankle and foot. Uses a wheelchair to help with ambulation. Now cannot ambulate without wheelchair, limited extent. I'm not sure if I said this, to continue if I have or redo. Regarding her medications, taking multiple medications, including Lantus and Ozempic for diabetes, high blood pressure medications, Tylenol number 3s for pain occasionally, not able to take other medications except Tylenol plain as needed. Has had left foot surgery 4 years ago with limited flexion and mobility. History, a long history of renal failure, on dialysis 3 times a week. Regular doctor is in Cold Springs, Dr. Lee, where she lives, sees a nephrologist here in Cleveland for dialysis. Physical also. Physical is in. General appearance, mild distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, neck supple without. It's a diffuse tenderness with painful range of motion and flexion extension with tenderness to posterior lateral neck. Heart rhythm without murmurs or gallop. Lungs cut, auscultation and percussion. Tenderness to left anterior shoulder with painful range of motion with extending into suprascapular and left upper chest. Abdomen soft without again negative tenderness, back no CDA tenderness. Painful range of motion of both knees with tenderness to the anterior aspects of knees. Painful left lateral ankle and proximal dorsal foot with surgical scar on proximal dorsal foot with from foot surgery. Neuropsychiatric and neurological with decreased sensation of extremities and feet. With evidence of neuropathy, secondary to diabetes. Patient had no lab work, was referred for x-rays. For bodily injuries, approved for x-rays for bodily injuries and CT of the head because of the headache. Patient is on Tylenol number 3 for pain from her nephrologist with recent refill. Patient not eligible to take NSAIDs. Found diagnosis MVA with head injury, cervical sprain, thoracic and lumbar sprain, sprain to both knees and left ankle. And foot. We'll obtain x-rays of injured joints and obtain CT of head as soon as possible with head injury precautions to continue care from nephrologists with dialysis 3 times weekly. Routine care from Dr. Lee, general practitioner in Cold Springs, HCCs. We'll start physical therapy. Just stop and wait, come back. Patient advised to follow up in 1 week, 1 or 2 weeks, depending on if she's able to start physical therapy and get x-rays as ordered to be reviewed when available to continue dialysis. Delete that. I already think I said that. The follow-up is above. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.